Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Monday, August 15th, to read for you on the podcast. Today is Missions Monday, so at the end of the podcast, we'll be talking about 1040 Connections, one of our ministry partners here at Mountain Brook Baptist. We are continuing in the book of Deuteronomy. Today, we're in chapter 26. We'll be reading verses, 12 through the end of the chapter. This is a section that talks about the tithe and then following the Lord's commands. When you have finished setting aside a tenth of all your produce in the third year, the year of the tithe, you shall give it to the Levite, the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow, so that they may eat in your towns and be satisfied. Then say to the Lord your God, I have removed from my house the sacred portion and have given it to the Levite, the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow, according to all you commanded. I have not turned aside from your commands, nor have I forgotten any of them. I have not eaten any of the sacred portion while I was in mourning, nor have I removed any of it while I was unclean, nor have I offered any of it to the dead. I have obeyed the Lord my God. I have done everything you commanded me. Look down from heaven, your holy dwelling place, and bless your people Israel and the land you have given us, as you promised on oath to our ancestors, a land flowing with milk and honey. The Lord your God commands you this day to follow these decrees and laws. Carefully observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have declared this day that the Lord is your God, and that you will walk in obedience to him, that you will keep his decrees, commands, and laws, that you will listen to him. And the Lord has declared this day that you are his people, his treasured possession, as he promised, and that you are to keep all his commands. He has declared that he will set you in praise, fame, and honor high above all the nations he has made, and that you will be a people holy to the Lord your God, as he promised. Today's psalm is Psalm 79, a psalm of Asaph. O God, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have reduced Jerusalem to rubble. They have left the dead bodies of your servants as food for the birds of the sky, the flesh of your own people for the animals of the wild. They have poured out blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury the dead. We are objects of contempt to our neighbors, of scorn and derision to those around us. How long, Lord, will you be angry forever? How long will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not acknowledge you, on the kingdoms that do not call on your name, for you have devoured Jacob and devastated his homeland. Do not hold against us the sins of past generations. May your mercy come quickly to meet us, for we are in desperate need. Help us, God our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Before our eyes, make known among the nations that you avenge the outpoured blood of your servants. May the groans of the prisoners come before you. With your strong arm, preserve those condemned to die. Pay back into the laps of our neighbors seven times the contempt they have hurled at you, Lord. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will proclaim your praise. In the New Testament today, we're reading 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. The title in my Bible says, Widows, Elders, and Slaves. And in this section, Paul is reminding Timothy of proper ways to handle situations that come up with older men and with widows. And then in tomorrow's reading, there will be more about slaves. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters, with absolute purity. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead, even while she lives. Give the people these instructions, so that no one may be open to blame. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. No widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60, has been faithful to her husband, and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the Lord's people, helping those in trouble, and devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds. Hey, thanks for listening along as we read God's Word together. When I was reading about the widows and the attributes that they might be known for, it made me think about us and how my hope is that today we would be known as a people for their good deeds, for showing hospitality, for washing the feet of one another, meaning we serve one another, and helping those in trouble. So perhaps today the Lord will give us an opportunity to fulfill this in our daily life. As we connect with our mission partners, we want to talk about 1040 Connections, which exists to cast hope to unreached peoples so that they may hear, experience, and multiply the good news of Jesus. They have tons of prayer requests. They have a new website that they're launching that will help equip frontline church planters. They also ask for prayer for their hygiene projects that are going on in different countries. And they've written a little blog on March 20th of this year on their website about hygiene of the heart. And they talk about how they have started these hygiene projects because during COVID, people needed more opportunity to have sanitary practices and hand washing. And so these projects bring a toilet and also some water source so that people can wash their hands. But then they turn it to help us think about washing our spiritual hands. And they want us to pray that our nation and our world would be a nation that has clean hands and pure hearts, that are free from haughty eyes, thinking about the pride of oneself and life, that we don't have lying tongues, that we don't twist words or have deception, that we don't have hands that shed innocent blood, that we think of the least of these that are around the world, and that we are people who don't stir up conflict in community. So if you'll pray with me, we want to lift up our brothers and sisters at 1040 Connections. Father, thank you for the work of ministry around the world, but especially that of 1040 Connections as they seek to equip church planters, those who are taking the message of Jesus to the world. We pray for those who are at work in very difficult places, poor lands, and those where persecution is very rampant. We ask, Lord, that the hygiene projects would be bountiful and that you would give many resources for these, and that people who receive clean water and the opportunity to have sanitary practices would also see the gospel on display, that you, Lord, have given us a clean heart if we come to faith in Jesus. Lord, bless our day, we pray. Help us as we live our days to number them, to remember that this is the gift. Today is the gift. And I pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.